This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Interesting news, engaging talk, and news that affects you. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
We're going to start the conversation with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons and Umatilla County Community Development Director Bob Walder when we return, so stay with us.
Time to get the deck ready for summer. Zimmerman & Company True Value can get you started and has expert advice to give you a hand. Here's Terry to tell you more.
We've got all the sanding equipment, all the stains and deck paints.
Do you have a recommendation of when is a good time to paint?
Yeah, when it's above 65 degrees and humidity is, you know, relatively low. I think across the board, you want to make sure it's in between that, like, 65 to 90 pretty much.
Zimmerman & Company True Value. Open 7 days a week on Main Street in Pendleton.
Local news, local issues, local talk. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us for the KUMA Coffee Hour. I'm your host, Dan Tessman, and joining me this morning is Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons and Umatilla County Community Development Director Bob Walder, and I appreciate you both being here this morning.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You bet. I want to begin by the planning department has, I am told, notified the county of some changes regarding animals. And Bob, what kind of changes and what kind of animals are we talking about here?
Yeah. So I want to thank Commissioner Timmons for the opportunity to come on the radio this morning. The commissioners, along with the community development department, have been receiving a lot of inquiries related to a proposed amendment to the language in our development code regarding animal density standards on non-resource zoned land. There's been a lot of confusion and misinformation being shared on social media. So we thought it'd be a good idea to come on the radio this morning and clear things up for your listeners. First, let me say the reason for the proposed change stems from nuisance complaints we have received from homeowners in our rural residential zones. And these are primarily complaints about neighbors having too many roosters on a small residentially zoned property. And so in order to address this issue, what is proposed is to limit the number of roosters and other fowl with loud calls in the county's non-resource zones, such as rural residential. These are primarily properties outside our cities in the unincorporated parts of the county. And let me be clear, it would not impact properties zoned for resource use, such as our exclusive farm use zones and our grazing farm zones. There's been a lot of information, misinformation on that circulating, and it would not be for the whole county. It's just not. So the proposed limitation on roosters would only apply if you live in the smaller size non-resource zones of unincorporated Umatilla County. So that's the first thing. And then in addition, we were requested to also look at adjusting the number of small livestock allowed on non-resource properties. And we're actually proposing to increase the number of small animals somebody could have, so small animals such as sheep and goats, and that a landowner could have on a property. So we're going, the proposed language would be going from 2 small animals per acre to 4 small animals per acre. So this would actually be less restrictive than what our current regulations are. All of these regulations related to animal density on non-resource zones, all other regulations remain unchanged. I think the most important point is that the same animal density standards that the county has had in place since 1972 will remain in effect. The only standard becoming more restrictive is that language around the roosters, let's say if their property was zoned rural residential.
And as far as worst case scenario for those that are in violation of having too many roosters or small animals, what's the consequence?
Yeah, so we have a code enforcement program within the Community Development Department. We don't drive around looking for violations of the animal density standards. As I mentioned, these same standards have been in place since 1972. I think maybe it's just a lot of people aren't aware of them. It's only in extreme cases where we maybe receive complaints from a neighbor about a serious violation. Maybe someone has an accumulation of a lot of manure, or they aren't managing their population very well. Maybe there's environmental issues occurring. That's when we would typically send out it's called a warning. It goes to the landowners, letting them know that we've noticed an issue, and then we try to work with them to bring it into compliance. So, like I said, in the order of prioritization, it's not something that we drive around looking for with our code enforcement officers. It's not a common issue that we have to deal with, but it is a standard that's been in our code for some time. But the main issue was we had been receiving complaints from several properties about roosters and noise that those generate. And so we offered this as a solution to hopefully mitigate some of that.
All right. And if anybody wants more information regarding this, who do they contact?
Yeah, so if you own property in the county's non-resource zones, you should have received a postcard in the mail notifying you of the proposed amendment. And this is what's called a ballot measure 56 notice. So in Oregon, we have what I think is a really good statutory requirement that anytime you have a modification to a regulation that might affect someone's property rights, the local government's required to notify those property owners of the proposed change. So some of your listeners may have received this notice. If they didn't receive the notice, the proposed change likely won't affect them. But for folks that still have questions about the zoning of their property or want to learn more about the proposed amendment and what it would and would not do, I encourage them to go online to umatillacounty.gov, and there they should be able to locate the county's interactive map. They can go on and see what their property is zoned. And also they should be able to read the actual language of what's being proposed for themselves. And I think that would be really helpful. If they still have questions or want to know how they can participate in the hearing that's coming up on April 25th, they can contact they can email planning@umatillacounty.gov or contact the planning office at 541-278-6252.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Again, Bob Walder with Umatilla County Community Development Director. And we're going to take our first break, come back, and continue the conversation with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons after this.
Attention Pendleton residents. The city of Pendleton has begun gravel pickup. City crews will be setting out yellow signs with red lettering in areas they'll be working on and will provide additional public notices as they move from one area of the town to the next. To help the city pick up as much gravel as possible, please pay attention and park your cars off the street when in designated areas. The city of Pendleton appreciates your patience and assistance during this time.
Race towards big wins at Wild Horse Resort and Casino during the $125,000 Derby Dash for cash and prizes. The track comes alive with over $13,000 in cash and prizes every Friday and Saturday. Pick your lucky horse, jockey your way to victory, and ride away with up to $700 cash. Then join us Saturday, April 27 for a $15,000 grand prize. Three winners will race towards the finish line, and the winner takes home $10,000 cash. Wild Horse Resort and Casino. More winners, more often.
When warmer weather hits, the city of Pendleton wants to help you get out and enjoy our beautiful parks, attend social events, and gather with family and friends. The city of Pendleton can help you get there safely, and a lot of those services are free or only cost a few dollars. Go to the city of Pendleton's website, click the departments tab to find the link for the transit page, and go out and enjoy our community.
Engaging talk. Let's get back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons and Umatilla County Community Development Director Bob Walder, and getting the commissioner in this next segment. And Commissioner Timmons, Congressman Cliff Bentz recently visited Umatilla County. Did you have a chance to visit with him, and what can you share regarding your visit?
I did. In fact, all three commissioners had a chance to visit with Senator Bentz while he was here. He made rounds around Umatilla County One of the things that stood out with me, I saw him twice that day. First thing was down at Stafford Hansel. We honored a gentleman named Robert Keyes, and he was in the Cuban Missile Crisis and received some medals. And they were 61 years in the making before he was able to receive these medals. And his friends and family were in the room, along with all of Umatilla County Veterans Services. And I really, my hat's off to Veterans Services. They helped coordinate this effort with the senator. And just a wonderful, wonderful commemorative service to a gentleman who has waited many, many years for these medals. Anyway, the history of the medals was very interesting. Some of them went back to 1930s when they were first commissioned in, and to 1960s was the last one. Anyway, he received three. The man was very, very honored, as was his family. So that was a wonderful, wonderful tribute to our serviceman. And then we went out to Athena later that day, and Bill Hansel was there along with Bobby Levy. She was also in attendance. And what the deal is Athena's got some HUD housing that they say is in the flood zone. And because of that, they want to pull, HUD wants to pull their partnership with the project. And the project's been there since the 1950s. Anyway, they're going to get the senator involved, Senator Bent's involved, Representative Levy is involved, and try to see what we can't do to keep that housing there. I think there's 20 to 30 units. Is that right, Bob? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. They're on the area near the elementary school in Athena.
So, and they're all full, they're well-maintained, just something that our end of the county needs. In fact, that is our only HUD housing on the east side of Umatilla County, which, I'll be honest, gripes me, just because everything else is on the west side of the county, and every single day I fight for that east side of the county. So I hate to see that go, and we're going to see what we can't do. Anyway, he was there.
And Commissioner, you also have a meeting today with the Governor's Commission at Hamley's. What's on the agenda of that meeting?
That has to do with senior services. Very excited to be involved in that. And from 9:30 to 4 at Hamley's, this is my first Governor Commission that I've been invited to. So I'm there to learn and see what they have to say. But I'm very impressed with the fact that they're going all around the state in order to get feedback about what is important in your county. And I do have a list of things that I think that our seniors have reached out to me that are concerns of theirs that I am happy to pass on to the governor's office.
As far as that list, what would you say is maybe at the top of it that's just really an urgent need regarding senior citizens here in Umatilla County?
Well, what has come to the top of my list because people have reached out to me has been seniors and taxes. And we have folks, in fact, Rachel Reynolds is the head of assessment and taxation. And we had quite a conversation the other day about this. And she said they get about 20 to 25 different senior citizens come in per year, and they sign up for a tax deferral, and that's through the state. And what happens is a senior signs up and then it defers their taxes, but when the senior passes away or moves, those taxes are due and payable. So a lot of times, sometimes those houses go into foreclosure. Anyway, it's not anything that that is, you know, they don't say you really need to look at this. They try to promote it. It's not anything that's promoted, I guess, as I want to say. But it's a tool that can be used. And so we really need to take a look at some other alternatives for our seniors. You know, we have seniors that live in their homes. They're paid for, and now they're being taxed right out of them. And, you know, that's not fair. So that's one thing that I hope that they discuss today. And that's certainly something that I'm going to talk about.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And I know we've talked on this program before regarding senior services and just that there is a need here in Umatilla County. So, it will be exciting to see what comes out of the meeting today with the Governor's Commission. Commissioner, let's talk about homeless camps. I know that we've talked about just the homeless situation in Umatilla County on this program, and I know that, you know, it continues to be a problem. And, you know, as far as homeless camps, you know, people have opinions about it. So what is being done by Umatilla County to, I guess, clean these camps up and make them less of a nuisance throughout the county?
Well, I can give you a little bit of a scenario of what we just went through. And then I think Bob can probably pipe in on this also, since this is under his jurisdiction with planning. But what happened last week, and believe me, this I have a lot of people that think that being a commissioner is glamorous. It's not, and I'm going to tell you why. Last Monday, I had on my thickest muck boots that I owned. I was down in the bottom of the Walla Walla River, and we were actually looking at homeless camps. We were told there was about 60 people down in the river. We came between 20 and 25, and actually Bob was with us. Bob was there, the sheriff's department was there, Dawson Quinton was there, who was Greg Smith's representative. So we had a whole group of people that went down in there, and I was crawling over logs and watching for snakes and needles, no kidding. And what we saw was amazing, and I'll definitely have Bob pipe in on that a little bit. But you know, we have some people that, and there were children involved because there was evidence that there's kids down in there. Anyway, we have a serious, serious situation, not only because of the waterways and state lands and fish and irrigation and all that, but too how people are living. And we actually ran into a couple of folks. You know, drugs are definitely involved, and just something that Umatilla County is taking a proactive approach about. And my hat's off to Bob and his department, and I'll let him talk right now about what they've done so far in Hermiston. And because they've had such success, we're moving it to the east side of the county.
Yeah, we've had several of these homeless encampments that have popped up around the county. Oftentimes, they're located in areas like along the Walla Walla River where they're screened by the vegetation. So they're difficult to see for the general public, but we do know they're there, and the folks that are unsheltered are observed coming and going from those sites. The unique part about the encampment along the Walla Walla River is it is private property that's adjacent to the river that they're encamping on, and so the issue with that is they're technically trespassing. And so we're working with our sheriff's department to come up with ways to handle the trespass issues, making sure that, you know, signage is posted notifying folks that it is private property and they would be trespassing if they entered it. And then the other thing we're doing within our code enforcement program is trying to get some of these properties cleaned up. As Commissioner Timmons mentioned, oftentimes there's some real environmental issues that are occurring especially along the rivers. And so we're doing all we can to work with those property owners, make them aware of the situation, because a lot of times they don't even know that it's occurring. They might be absentee landowners, or it might be in an area that's not visible to the general public, and so they don't even know about it. So making them aware of the issue, and then providing them with tools and resources that we can share to help get those cleaned up quickly and as cost effectively as possible.
Can I pipe in here? We also had Capco there, and in fact, Amanda was her name, from Capco. She was an outreach worker, and she told us later that she actually had folks come in from there. She'd handed out her card, gave her information. They came in and were looking for services to get out of their homeless situation. To me, that is a win.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, one person at a time is how we're going to beat this battle. So,
and Bob, a question for you, for landowners who might have to deal with this, you know, suddenly, you know, oh, hey, I got a situation here. I have a homeless camp, you know, and again, as you mentioned, the environmental concern, the waste, the trash, and so on. And I keep using the word nuisance, but at the same time, for the landowners that come across this, what's the best course of action they take and working with your department or the county mm-hmm. to find a solution or tackle this problem?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say one of the biggest challenges we often encounter is that private property owners don't always post their no trespassing signs. And so that makes it very difficult for law enforcement to be able to trespass someone off a property if it's not posted for no trespassing. So that's usually our first recommendation is to get that posted and then work with the sheriff's department to have them properly trespass off the property. And then, like I said, we do try to find ways to work with those landowners. You know, there's things we can do potentially to help connect them with the solid waste franchise in order to get dumpsters out there to make cleanup a lot easier.
And then, Commissioner Timmons, as far as the cost, I mean, you know, dumpsters aren't cheap. Well, nothing's cheap anymore. But, you know, how does the commissioners look at that as like, you know, I've heard, you know, some of these camps in other parts of Oregon, you know, thousands of dollars go into the cleanup of these homeless camps.
Yeah, in fact, I think, Dan, it's actually hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's because you're looking at biohazard waste. Mm-hmm. You're having to deal with that. Unfortunately, that cost goes to the property owner. And that is that statute?
I don't know about that, but, you know, where it is private property, that it is their responsibility to maintain it. And so we try to work with the landowners, make them aware of those things before it becomes an even bigger issue and even harder to handle. So that's what we try to do, at least on the code enforcement side of things, and hopefully mitigate some of those costs from being so extreme down the road.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. We're going to take another quick break, come back, wrap things up this morning on the KUMA Coffee Hour.
Miss a KUMA Coffee Hour? Download the podcast. Go to elkhornmediagroup.com. Live and local, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Every second of every day, an older adult in the U.S. suffers a fall. It's one of the most pressing health concerns facing older adults, and it's why at McKay Creek Estates, they're currently offering a free online fall risk assessment. In just 10 minutes, you can learn about your risk factors and ways to stay safe. The free assessment for McKay Creek Estates is available at fallriskassessment.com. That's fallriskassessment.com.
Destination is on your bucket list. The Walla Walla Regional Airport can get you there with 101 one-stop destinations through Seattle. Is a Broadway musical in New York singing out your name, or laying on the beach with a margarita in the Mexican Riviera? Check out your bucket list destinations on alaskaair.com and be sure to enter ALW to start your trip from your home airport where you always have free parking. Book your tickets today and fly Walla Walla.
A Pendleton original, it's the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Final segment this morning with Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons and Umatilla County Community Development Director Bob Walder. And let's talk about the budget. And I know it's that time of year where, you know, you guys dig in.
We dig in. That is true. And it's quite a process. I don't think everybody realizes exactly what does go into the budget. It is about a year-long process as far as every department looks at what they've got, you know, their program. One of the things that was changed this last year was you can only request new employees in your department once a year. And that is quite a process, form to fill out. We have a committee set up. We decide yes or no if we're going to add or subtract the number of people in departments. So that's been a change. We have a compensation committee that comes in. They're made up of Umatilla County residents, elected officials, and I don't know others. I'm not sure. But they come in and come before the compensation committee and talk about what they make. And then we have a budget committee made up of all three commissioners, and also people from Umatilla County. And Bob comes in, and or, you know, other department heads come in. And Bob might want to talk about that from his perspective as being a department head and presenting to the committee.
Sure, I can do that. So typically, as Cindy mentioned, the budget process kicks off for most departments department directors around December. We start forming our numbers for the next year. And then in the April budget committee hearings, we make a presentation to the budget committee outlining what our budget is looking like, what we're requesting for the next year for funding our programs. One thing I like to do is always present an overview of our department goals. So the budget committee has an idea of what it is we're doing, what we're looking to accomplish in the next year. And I think that gives them a good view of how our operation is functioning and how we're trying to make the best use of the dollars for the county.
Well, I like that approach, Bob, because I was going to ask, you know, I imagine every department there's needs and there's wants, but I think by presenting the goals, that kind of helps you differentiate with the budget, you know, what that is and how to get the needs and the wants. But I imagine, that can be a challenge at as well.
Yeah, especially we try to be really mindful of how we're using general fund dollars and be really responsible with the taxpayer dollars is our goal. And so we a lot of times for implementing our programs, we'll look to find grant resources out there that we can use to help us accomplish our departmental goals.
And I just wanted to chime in here. The public is welcome. In fact, last year was the first budget process I went through. And that was interesting to see the public come with certain questions. You can tell that people watch that budget very closely and have specific questions, and everything is available on the website. That is one thing I appreciate about the county. They're very transparent as far as the budget goes. And so if there's specific questions, there are certain times that the public can pipe in, ask those questions, and get some answers.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we covered a lot of ground this morning, and I appreciate you both being here. My guest again, Umatilla County Commissioner Cindy Timmons and Umatilla County Community Development Director Bob Walder. And if anybody has any questions regarding what the Board of Commissioners are doing or the Community Development Department is doing, reach out. And they're real good about letting you know what's going on. Well, I appreciate it. Again, this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. We'll be back again tomorrow. Everybody have a terrific Thursday.
For local news, sports, and weather. News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.